All right, so I'm showing a word up here on the screen. The word is gratitude. Obviously, after doing some reading and looking at different definitions, I pieced together this definition: the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness, expressed through words, actions, and a transformed attitude. So, gratitude isn't something that's foreign to us. Interestingly, some recent studies, relatively recent, have been performed, which give us a little insight into how God designed us and the impact of gratitude on our brains, which is interesting to me. So this image is a functional MRI scan. In a simplified explanation, it just measures brain activity during different activities to show what regions of the brain are active. And in this image, it shows the lit up areas is a portion of the brain that was lit up when people were receiving help in situations, or they were asked to imagine receiving help in situations and express gratitude. And it was found that gratitude resulted in lighting up of these different areas of the brain, the anterior and prefrontal cortex. So these areas of the brain are tied to resilience, to regulating emotions, to altruistic behavior as well. And additionally, another study, which is a little more interesting to me, showed changes in gratitude over time through a similar study. So the study participants were asked to practice gratitude through writing letters of thankfulness every week, and then over the course of months, they compared these to baseline subjects, when they were scanned through this functional MRI. And they found literal changes in the prefrontal cortex of their brains, where practicing gratitude had actually rewired their brains, resulting in a stronger response. So in practical terms, this means that gratitude is something that can be learned and can increase and change over time as our brains adapt to new pathways. So when I'm practicing gratitude, I'm using the reasoning centers of my brain, and this can result in resilience to stressful situations, regulation of emotions, and signals our brains to value others, which is this altruistic behavior in a way that is contributing to the good of others. So that's fascinating and all, but what spiritual applications can we get from this, and what does God have to say about gratitude? So, first verse I'd like to look at, there's many verses about thankfulness and gratitude in the Bible. We'll look at just a handful here tonight. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 15 through 18. See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So this is a simple message and one that's rooted in gratitude. God's will for us is to give thanks in everything. Not just for everything that he's given us, but in everything. In every situation that we find ourselves in, we can find thankfulness to God. And this gratitude is thankfulness that's attributed to God. God is our benefactor, and then as a result of his goodwill and his gracious gifts to us, we can be thankful and then reflect that to others. And it's a choice that we make. It's intentional, it's not reactive, it's our mindset. It's choosing to say that God is good even when life isn't easy. And when we choose gratitude, we're training our heart to see God's hand in every situation. And he designed us with brains that rewire according to that change in our attitudes. And that lines up with the altruistic behavior that gratitude shows us in the neuroscience studies. And verse 15 was always seeking that which is good for one another and for all people. He built that into us. We just have to choose it. So I'd like to look at a few other examples from Scripture, Colossians, the third chapter, in verse 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you with all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. So thankfulness is mentioned here three times, and it shows us that this isn't something we just show occasionally. It's something that should saturate everything we do. Our words, our actions should all flow from thanksgiving to God through Jesus, and it's paired with letting the word dwell within us. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So we notice the connection here. Thanksgiving is not just something that we offer when life is good, when we got what we wanted. It's the way we fight anxiety, and it leads to peace, which protects us. And it's how we approach God. We approach God in gratitude, recognizing everything that He has done for us. And when you have this mindset of thankfulness, gratitude changes your heart to recognize God, even when things seem hard. James 1 talks about this. James 1, verses 2 through 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So testing isn't punishment, it's spiritual training, if we have the proper mindset and attitude. And we can be thankful to God in that hardship and in that testing, thankful that He loves us like a father loves his child to allow them to be tested. And if we see that, we won't grumble as the Israelites did in the Old Testament time and again, but we'll endure with resilience through the challenge because we have our mindset on God. Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 28. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. We have so much to be thankful for and so much to show gratitude for. And here that is tied to our worship of God. To be truly thankful and show gratitude in our lives is to worship God with the proper attitude and mindset. So gratitude is a mindset. Gratitude is a discipline, and it can be learned through practice. Gratitude protects us against worry or bitterness or pride. Gratitude also sets us apart from the world. It's a quality that we hold, and it makes us different. And gratitude also points us to Christ, because after all, Jesus lived the perfect life that we couldn't. Jesus died the death that we deserved. Jesus rose from the grave to offer us life and forgiveness and hope. In Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 6 through 8, For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It is gratitude that calls us to respond. Jesus died for us while we were at our worst. How could we not allow that to shape our lives? Gratitude says that I recognize that God died for me when I was an ungodly sinner, and I was hopeless and lost with nothing that I could do to save myself. And God did it for me. He saved me when I didn't deserve it. And gratitude changes how I react to that by living for Him and allowing Him to change me. And we respond with a changed life. The final verse we're going to look at is Romans, the 12th chapter, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. When we recognize the grace that we've been given, we respond with a changed life. We present our bodies as that living sacrifice to God. So how has thankfulness to God changed your life? Do you practice gratitude? If you struggle coming up with things that you can be thankful for, I encourage you to start just writing a few things down each day to start. Write down what you're thankful for. We know that we're to give thanks in everything, and science shows us that God designed us with brains that grow in this manner, and I believe over time it's easier to get more thankful. The converse is true too. If you complain all the time, or if you grumble all the time, it's easy to go down that path and grumble and complain more and more. But we're to do it on the gratitude side of things. And true gratitude motivates expression of this thankfulness in how we behave toward others. That is the changed life that we can have through Jesus. So tonight, the invitation is open to you. Jesus invites you to respond in faith, to repent, to be baptized if you haven't. If you haven't been baptized, that opportunity is available to you now. If you've already obeyed the gospel, but you've lost your way, lost your gratitude, or stumbled in your faith, then I encourage you to make that right as well. Pray to God, repent, turn to Him, and He will forgive you. If you have any need at this time, I encourage you to come and stand, or come forward as we stand and sing.